can do this. Hey, everybody. What's up? It's me, your host, Dangerous ASMR, and we are back for another Moon People. Did you like my enthusiasm in the beginning? It waned very quickly. At the thought of more time spent with these aliens and David Baloney Face Idiot Bag Bramer and me, your host, like I just said, Dangerous ASMR, and I'm high, as I usually am for these things. You gotta be, if you're me at least, a little intoxicated to get through it. Personally, I hate everyone in this story, and I can't wait for them to all die. So, where we left off was, it really doesn't matter, we're in the middle of chapter 14. I don't remember where we left off. In 14, we were page 679, but I guess I'll just start in the beginning, because much like any chapter in Moon People, it can start and stop anywhere. It really doesn't matter. So we could just even consider that an official page break. Who would know the difference? No one. Anyway, let's continue on in chapter 14, where our brave space travelers are conversing with the Paulines, a group of friendly aliens they just happened to come across, who are willing to share all their wonderful technology, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, etc. So that's what they're in the middle of right now. The best part was they had all these battleships, all these warships, you know, these things in case of combat that had never been tested. So I hold out no faith for our Earthlings' ability to stay alive. They didn't test anything, so I imagine if there's any fire exit, it's probably just painted onto the wall. You'd open it, it'd just be a brick wall behind it, like, sorry, LOL, didn't think you'd need this. So, they're now conversing with these aliens that they were really, really intent on killing, like, for a paragraph or two. I can't really tell if they would have been paragraph, but roughly a paragraph or two into the last chapter until they were like the friendly, and it's like, oh, phew, because we didn't test our shit at all. Like, and would you think they'd learn from it? Of course they didn't. They're not going to be like, we better go back and test all of our battle equipment. No, they're going to be like, I guess we'll have to test it next battle. Like, what the you know, this is what happens when you cut down on workers and there's no one around to test your battle equipment on your moon station, okay? You gotta pay people better wages. You can't have one Lieutenant Bramer doing the work of, like, six Lieutenant Bramers. That's, like, a dozen eggs being eaten. One man can't do that himself. I guess we're just gonna keep going on because, like, I have to rip this off like a Band-Aid. If I don't rip off the Band-Aid of reading this fabulous space story. Okay, I'm gonna eat the loaf. I'll get in with this. All right. Oh, yes, yes, now I remember. They were making food for the Paulines. They're just going to eat this, not knowing if their body is capable of digesting this food from another solar system, but hey, who gives a fuck? Just eat it. Just shut up and eat it and hope you don't die. Every time your mom cooks for you. No, okay. Very good, Lieutenant. You know, I was just thinking maybe we should not serve any meat. Fucking PETA got to another one. God damn it. We can have it ready in case they ask for it, but only if they ask for it. God, why you gotta ration it? Jesus. Isn't it World War II? Okay, Lieutenant. He's like hoarding the meat. I'm picturing him back in his quarters, and he's got, like, this huge chest freezer with, like, 75 pounds of meat. And he's just, like, petting it, like, all for me. All meat for me, you know? It's like, only if they ask, may you touch my hoard of meat. Maybe I'm the only one seeing in that way, but I totally have this right now. It's headcanon, I believe it. Hoarding meat. Crazy meat man on the moon. All the M's? It's got to be true. Conspiracy? No. Fact. Yes, sir, said the lieutenant. Also, lieutenant, contact Commander Tice. They always say the fucking... All right. Position. That really bothers me. I remember I cut out all the lieutenants and commanders that were unnecessary. I should continue this because it's really unnecessary, Paddington SA, to keep padding the shit. We don't need to know what the fucking aliens want to eat now. God damn it. Is this your way to just shoehorn in more food talk? Just because aliens are involved does not mean you can discuss reconstituted eggs again and get away with it. Too bad there's not a lobster on the motherfucking moon. Because maybe, I bet they could have all the shellfish they want, but meat only if they ask for it. Oh, God, okay. Also tell Tice to send the shuttle in 15 minutes. One more thing. My God, can you just say it all at once? Stop giving me a bunch of PS, PPS, PPPS. Like, just fucking tell me. Fucking tell me, God damn it. One more thing, I want everyone on their nicest behavior at this dinner. Okay, fucking dad, what the hell? I'm an adult. Of course I'm going to be on my best behavior with a bunch of strange aliens who could melt my face for all I know. Like, I don't know what they can do. Maybe they can read my thoughts. I have no idea. I'm going to be thinking and acting as polite as goddamn possible. Although, now that I think about it, these group of people probably do have to be reminded not to actively spit in the aliens' face at all times, because they're a bunch of fucking morons, you know? They're probably like, you know, it'd be a great prank if we just, like, shit on their faces at dinner. That's like... Enjoy your death. Enjoy your well-earned fucking death. Now I kind of hope they can melt faces. Also, Kraft... Stay alert, and you're in charge of operations. Well, Bramer and myself, and also Tice. King, also, I want a couple of our largest security in full dress to join us. He's just rambling on. Also, Tice and King. And I saw a dog the other day. It was furry. Like, come on, man. Stay on track. In fact, I want all of us in full dress uniforms. Oh, my God, just hang up. It's going to get worse pretty soon. And all of you suck my dick before the meeting. Like, it's just going to get worse and worse. You put on more and more fucking caveats here. Oh, PPPPPS. Okay, everyone I just listed is dismissed to go get in full dress uniforms. We will meet down in the cargo bay areas where they have set up dinner with, what are they? Our new friends. We can't call them anything else, apparently. This is starting to feel like propaganda, dude. Like, I said it before, our new friends? What would they be otherwise? Like, the hideous terrorist aliens? But now they're our new friends. Ah, they're our friends. Don't think anything bad. They'll melt your face. And then for saying that, melted. Melted faces everywhere. Still more attractive than David Bramer, though. No face at all. Hotter than David Bramer. Yeah, that's right. I fucking came for him and it's true. We will meet down in the cargo bay areas where they've set up dinner with, we all know, his new friends. Habba-dabba-dabba-da. Also, Lieutenant, call Tice and tell him to get in full dress uniforms and join the diner. What the fuck? He added more PPSs and diner. And also, like, who is he even speaking to? Like, he's saying everyone I just listed is dismissed to go get in full dress uniforms. Well, then wouldn't he be telling everybody to go get in full dress uniforms? There's even isn't he just talking to one person? How would all the rest of them know they're dismissed? When you should tell all of them? Okay. Join the diner. That's interesting. Okay, there's a diner here. I want him to supervise the shuttle mission to pick up our friends. Their new friends? Which ones? I don't know. Were they the new ones or other friends? I'm so confused now. They changed it up on me. Where's the adjective? I'm scared. I'm shaking. We have to look good because I'm told everyone is watching us down on Earth. Yes, it's like Big Brother. Can't even shit in peace. Yes, sir. Well, Parsons... She's your bridge now. You can watch us at our dinner on your screen. Who? So he's talking to Lieutenant Parsons? Okay, so... whatever. Okay. You can watch us at our dinner on your screen. We should know more by the end of dinner. Like what our next move will be. I can't wait to see what these aliens look like. I know, sir. I can't wait to see myself. Sir, Tice just launched in the shuttle to the alien ship. That wasn't 15 minutes. Whatever, maybe I should have read it really slowly. Apologies, guys. They shouldn't have told me I was supposed to read it, like, way so down. Anyway, or Tice just jumped the gun. Premature ejaculation of the ship. Okay, Lieutenant, I've got to get in full dress. Take over. Yes, sir. Good luck, sir. Thank you, Lieutenant. I'm going to need it. Why are you going to need it? You're going to have dinner with friendly aliens. Why are you going to need luck? Oh, right, because your entire crew is a bunch of fucking apes throwing their own shit everywhere they look because they're stupid, stupid, stupid people. Oh my God, this is what happens after COVID kills us all. These are the people that are left. This is the quality. It's like Mother Nature's joke on us all. Guess who we left? The trash of society. The baloney-eating cockroaches. Okay, I see how it is. Can you at least kill him now? At least? I don't mind if we have to destroy the human race, if it's these people are included. You know, only in fiction, of course. Don't get up my ass. I swear you got a bunch of Nancys here sometimes. Psh. All right, anyway. Sorry, fucking David's got my all in a tizzy. Can't stand this shit. They're not even gonna kill him. We need luck. Oh, I have to eat a big meal. I hope I don't get heartburn. I'm gonna need luck. Fucking dick. My God, could you imagine him in battle? We're gonna need it because we're definitely not gonna go back and test those weapons. So for sure, we need luck in the future. We'd luck that we don't accidentally blow up the ship because somebody's lighting a cigarette by the fuel source. Like, who fucking knows? The Admiral hurried away to get dressed. When David got back to his place, he called Lieutenant Heather Courtney, the young lady that helped him when he first arrived, to help him with his full dress uniform. Yeah, I'm sure she loves to fucking help. That's what women are there for, right? You fucking dildo, to fucking help you with your outfit? You're a grown-ass man. Dress your fucking self. Are you paying me for this? Am I getting overtime? Then no. Dress yourself, you arthritic old fucking dickbag. Jesus. But she doesn't know. She's got the brain of a fucking stuffed animal. The stupid, stupid bimbo. And she's still probably the smartest person on this fucking ship. Oh, she's probably like, oh, I have to keep telling them that the zipper goes in the front. Like, you're fucked. You're all stupid. Maybe this is like an aid mission from the aliens. Like, oh, these poor moron humans. We have to help them. David did not know that much about it. Yeah, I know. Pants hard. Both legs in one? Or one leg in each? So confusing. After the lieutenant told David what to wear and how to arrange his uniform correctly, period. David thanked her and he hurried to the cargo bay area. The lieutenant gave him directions. So he got there and then got directions? When David finally arrived, everyone else was just arriving also. Ah, the hive mind's taken over. Everybody started talking and wondering what our new friends look like. Come on, seriously? Why does he have to say they all said it? Like, isn't this writing 101? Just leave that part out. I can fill in the blanks for what the other people are doing. You don't have to tell me what all of them are doing at once. I promise I'm not going to put in the comments, okay, but during the alien dinner scene, When David arrived, when did the other guests arrive? Did they all come around the same time or was it scattered throughout the evening? Like, holy Fuck, no one cares. You're not writing The Hobbit. Shut the fuck up. But it's like The Hobbit if you gloss over all the important shit. And you're just like, okay, guys, now we're going to have a chapter that's, like, all about their feet. And, like, no one gives a fuck. And you pause the adventure to just be like, okay, so they're these many centimeters long. Like, oh, my God. And then they just, like, in the next chapter, they just skip over a whole bunch of backstory. Just throw it in your face. By the way, Gandalf, super gay. Like, what? You can't just throw that on me. He was just banging Hermione in the last scene. Oh, wait, that was a porn I was watching. Never mind. Okay, let's see. Don't ask about that. Anyway. So, yeah, he got dressed. It's good for him. Figures out how to wear his clothes. Finally. What a feat. That's basically how my 2021 went. Summed up correctly, that was the highlight of my year as well. So far. When David finally arrived, everybody else was, yeah, right, what do they look like? Then, all of a sudden, the shuttle started its journey back to the Lunar Base 1 from the alien spaceship. You could hear the shuttle's pilot talking. Yes, I assume when he speaks, you can hear him, and he's not just transmitting his thoughts to your head. Lunar Base 1, this is Warrant Officer Stephen Davis, the Shuttle Wanderer, requesting permission to dock. Roger that, this is Lunar Base 1, permission granted, prepare to dock. The Shuttle Wanderer, Lunar Base 1, our computer is locked on, and we are, oh, that's the people talking, we are in docking mode. The Shuttle Wanderer docked without a single problem. Everyone waited in anticipation to see the aliens. Then everyone started to unload their problems. Oh, yeah, everyone started blasting. Skeet, skeet, skeet. I'm so tense. If only someone could help me unload. Oh, you look like a big, strong spaceship. As our alien friends, they keep saying friends. They can't melt your face if you keep calling them friends. We're unloading. Oh, they came. Oh, out one at a time. They looked humanoid. They were way taller than us. Whoa, get fucking David here in a fucking lineup. What was the fucking robber like? Way taller than us. He was a human. Wow, what a great description. Amazing. You should write poetry. Fantastic. David. I would say about 7 foot tall. That's not way taller. Like, there's some humans that are that tall. So, try again, you idiot. I'm sorry. He makes me so aggressive. He earned it every fucking ounce of my anger this little shit earned. I mean, look, what gets me is he's not in his 20s. He's, like, gotta be at least in his 40s, much more likely 50s. And this is how he reacts to seeing an alien life form for the first time. This is what he thinks. I'm not some genius space explorer man like the great David Braemar. But I'd like to think that I would have thoughts a bit more complex than, wow, they so tall. They very tall. Oh, wow, this is, Their face was rough-looking, almost as if they were burnt. That's offensive to me. What the fuck? Way to just call them ugly. Their skin color was a three-tone of light brown, and they had very little visible hair, but what hair they did have looked like thin black wire. They were muscular built, but had a slender side to them. Their arms and legs and torso look elongated. I have no... Come on, they have wire hair? Like, I'm basically picturing a toilet brush right now. Like a thin colored, a thin brown toilet brush, and the end is the hair. And so the arms and legs and torso were elongated. They just like lift up their arms and legs and you use them to brush the toilet. That's clearly what their alien friends look like. There were five of them. Their captain, Tudmoke, was the first to unload. And his crew. He's a good captain to make sure his crew is unloading, too. That's nice. Admiral Benson greeted Captain Tudmoke and escorted them to the room where they had everything set up for their meal. Thank God we're getting to hear about food. I was really getting hungry for a second. I'm like, oh boy, if I don't find out about what these people eat, like if one of these people doesn't like bend over in horrible agonizing cramps because they realize they shouldn't eat a foreign alien substance like that without making sure it's compatible with their biology, I'll be very disappointed, which means I'll be very disappointed, which means I'm not actually surprised because it's this fucking story. So if I wasn't disappointed, that would be the most surprising thing of all. I'm sorry, I just need a drink of this root beer, and I'm even more disappointed it's not alcoholic because I'm reading this shit. The more help I can get, the better. The sitting arrangements, not seating. No, sitting. They don't have seats. You get to squat in a sitting position. We're set up in the typical round table style, which was awkward because the rectangular tables, terrible choice. How is someone going to sit in the middle of the table? So awful. On one side of the table, there was Benson and Tice, then Braemar, King, and two of our. I love when you do that. David, you little shit. Our biggest security officers we had. Oh, that whole sentence. Okay, here's how I would describe it. That sentence is so bad, you would get arrested in Texas for it. You know what I mean? Horrible. Terrible. All right, here we are. Let's see. Fucking terrible. Oh, God, it's just getting worse. I knew it was going to be awful. On the other side, Tudmoke and his men. Then the Admiral said, "This is such a great honor for us at this historical meeting. We are sorry if you don't like our food." What the fuck kind of opening line is that? Way to fucking set him up for disappointment. If you invite me to dinner and your first line is, "Gee, I hope it doesn't suck," either you're insecure or like your food really sucks and you're just warning me. "I'm sorry if you don't like it. We didn't really know what to serve, so we put a little bit of everything out." "But not the meat. They have to ask for it." I'm sorry, that just gets me. "If you have any questions, just ask, but don't ask for the meat. He gets violent. We hope you like it." Captain Tudmoke, I remembered he's an alien now, so I gotta make the sound, sorry. Tudmoke then said, "Thank you, Admiral, for your extra consideration. We eat about the same things you do because that's convenient." He doesn't know how to make up anything. He's like the least creative sci-fi writer I've ever heard. If it doesn't exist, he's like, "I don't know what that is, so I'm just gonna say question mark." Like, you fucking asshole, you made this entire planet. Jesus, just make something up. No one's gonna tell you it didn't happen that way. They weren't fucking there. You made up the whole thing. If you mean not him, he cribbed this from Star Trek very poorly, but other people in this hypothetical situation. Anyway, they eat about the same things. Huh, who would have thought? Such good writing. "We have been watching your television for about 50 of your years." Dude, me too, and I'm like definitely not 50. I just condense it. Like, that's called binge watching. Fucking keep up, you alien bitch. We like, are you serious? 50 years, that's it? 10-year-olds watch TV longer than that, fool. 50 years? Psh. "A lot of our little animals are similar to yours." Wow, they have about the same kind of grasp of the English language. "We are like you in many ways. They like to fuck."
For instance, some of us eat meats, and some of us don't. We also have been monitoring your construction of your base stations, and we are very impressed. My ship is one of our best star cruisers. We have about 2,000 other ships, not all of them like mine. My ship at present has 25,000 crewmen on board. The Galumpa can hold up to 35,000 crew if needed. Some of the other ships are similar to mine, and some are cargo transports. Some are privately owned. We have ships all over the universe. You're not even paying attention, are you? I mean, that's what, like, you're thinking at that point. The guy's like, oh my god, aliens exist and they're so boring. He didn't ever ask one question about me. It's all about his ship. But we only have one ship in your solar system. Admiral, if you want us to leave, we will leave without any problems.
Oh, no, sir. Where the fuck did that come from? The fuck? Just, like, are you just trying to be reassured, or is this just you asking for permission to leave because the food looks bad? Like, you just admit it.
Like, never mind. We don't eat what you do. We eat food that tastes good and has seasoning. Who brought the hot sauce?
Oh, God. Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, yeah. We're honored to have you here, and we like what we see. We want to get to know you better, too, as long as there's no conflict.
We're happy. Excellent, Admiral, said the Pauline. There shouldn't be any conflict on our part. We feel exactly the same way as you. English hard. We would also like to start with the trading of our two worlds' products and produce. We make cocaine. We also trade with many other worlds, and we trade their goods, too.
Yes, that's what I assumed when you said trade the first time, you little shit. I'm sorry, he wouldn't like me. My face melted. Melted. And I would deserve it, but oh my god, he speaks like David. I can't help but rage. He can't help that that's his second language, or 50th language, who knows? He's an alien. Alien toilet brush man. We don't know. Anyway, he double trades.
We would love to do this with you, sir.
I mean, he already unloaded. You kind of owe him.
We look forward to being good friends and neighbors. Our world and the ones we deal with has many different products.
I hope they don't have books, because could you imagine?
And many types of produce we would love to... You already fucking told us! We would love to trade with you, Admiral. I forgot what I was doing. I shouldn't have gotten fucked up before this dinner. As Admiral of our space fleet, I am particularly...
Oh, yeah, wait, this is Admiral. I think it's this one. As Admiral of our space fleet, yes, you just fucking said he was Admiral like 70 times. You don't have to reinforce it. It's like a dick measuring contest, but the dicks have been measured several times. You're just repeating the measurement at each other. We fucking know by now. You both have, like, negative dicks. You have negative dicks. Not even a vagina, because that denotes something pleasurable. You just have a space where a dick should be. Just a disappointing void. Like where my entertainment should be from me reading this. Gah! Why are you still here? Okay. As Admiral of our space fleet, you definitely forgot. I am particularly interested in your ship and its engines. We would love to know about any other worlds and their people so we can fuck them up and steal their oil. And some of your adventures out in the universe, especially the sexy ones. This kind of stuff fascinates our people on Earth. I think because we are mainly people who like to explore the unknown for the good of all and ultimate knowledge. You fucking liar! Did you write my elementary school history book? Shut the fuck up. We truly love to meet new people from other worlds and trade with them as long as there's no conflicting problem. And that problem is you want your freedom, you little shit. No, I mean, he didn't say that part, but we know, we know. In fact, it's our dream. A-R-E. It's our dream. Then Captain Tadmoke said,
we will be more than happy to show you or exchange some of our technologies, too. But you have to understand that if we give you some type of our technology,
what's some type? You're not going to, like, specify?
And you used it to control your planet, we could be in trouble from our superiors. But we could possibly work out some kind of deal.
What the fuck? You have control rays? These are clearly evil aliens. They're working out a deal? What the fuck for mind control for the whole planet? Okay, Hitler. Space Hitler. Toilet brush Space Hitler. Get out of here. Let me guess, the meat you eat is the flesh of unborn children. What the fuck? It makes sense because this entire loaf is an abortion. Oh, God, I'm dying.
We want to also thank you for this great meal. What exactly is this here?
Oh, that's a vegetable we call asparagus.
One of my favorites, too, said David.
Shut up, no one asked you. If you like asparagus, and I bet you'll like to try some of these, we call this a baked potato. That's nothing like asparagus. If you like asparagus, you'll like a baked potato. Excuse me, fucking what? So when you have a recipe, you're like, oh, I don't have asparagus. I'll just put potato instead. Okay. We stir it up into a soft pudding. Are you saying mashed potatoes? You can't say we mash it. We stir it up into a soft pudding. That is not mashed potatoes. Have you eaten them? Are you sure he's not an alien? And then we add butter and salt. Potatoes also grow well in space. I hope you will like it. Captain Tadmoke replied,
I believe I will try it. That's good. We have something like this on our planet. It's called trash. No, it's called stimage. What is this food here? It sure is good.
Lieutenant Dogmus... It's Dog Christmas. One of the captains, Tadmoke's officer asked.
That is what we call a desert on Earth.
It's a desert? They're eating a desert? Is it sand? Is he eating the sand? I bet it's better than that baked potato. Saltless, flavorless. Trash. Like David.
We usually eat our desert after we eat our main meal. We eat deserts. That particular desert is called the Sahara.
No, it's chocolate ice cream. Captain, how did your people learn our English language so well?
Like I said earlier, we've been watching your planet for a number of years. 50, weren't you paying attention? God damn it, I knew I was boring you. Myself and all of my officers had to learn your language for this mission.
You've been watching it for 50 years? You know the language by then? God damn, dude. Holy shit, you're dumb. No wonder they sent you as a death mission. They didn't expect it to actually work. Like, oh shit, I gotta learn it. I was only listening for fucking 50 years. I didn't pick it up yet.
We were going to come.
I thought you already did.
Back in 2008, but there was too much conflict going on in your world.
Are you serious? Too much conflict in 2008 and you show up now? Buddy, do I have news for you.
We debated it for a long time, whether it would have stopped the fighting on your world at the time by showing up, but sometimes we get the opposite reaction when we show up on the scene because of fear.
A long-ass sentence, man. They don't have commas in his planet.
So we try to wait for a peaceful moment in time when we make first contact. We were like you in your current technological state about 200 of your years ago. Since then, we have developed light speed and we have colonized hundreds of worlds all over the universe.
Were you not supposed to say that part, like, out loud? Okay.
And we do not mind sharing our technology with you as long as you do not try to hurt anyone with it. That's our job. Or try to control other planets, also our job. We cannot allow that to happen. If you did do this, we would feel responsible, and we would have to stop you. We understand your position. We assure you that we would not do this.
Oh, yeah, wait, never mind. It's the aliens. Not talking no more. Now it's the humans. Fuck you. Fuck you, writer. Fuck you. Ugh. We understand your position, and we assure you. We didn't do this. Don't look at our history. We are a peaceful people now, more or less. And we would only fight in a defensive posture. You lying shit. Preemptive strike? No. Anyone? Anyone? We are not out to control anyone. We're only looking for friends, for trade of goods and technology. We try to do as fair of a deal as possible when we do trade, said the Admiral. Lied, the Admiral.
Admiral, if you would like a tour of my ship, especially the bedroom, we have one of our rooms set up to look at some of the products that we trade throughout the universe.
I bet it's like a pyramid scheme, and he's just like,
these shrink wraps will help you lose that muffin top.
You're like, oh my god, really?
Join my downline.
You're like, I thought I recognized you from high school.
We also have, like, a museum of artifacts from other worlds, if you would like to join us after our historically wonderful meal.
Don't have to fucking sell it harder, dude. Now I think you're lying. Is that sarcasm?
If you want, you can bring some of your crew with you.
He's always down for the gangbang.
We
would love to tour your ship, sir. It would be a great honor, sir. Oh, no, he's giving him the sir bam right the face, said the Admiral. If you would like, I will take you on a tour of our ship after the meal, and then we'll all go to your ship. We were all so impressed with the size of your ship. And its speed. It is bigger than anything we have. Then Captain Tadmoke said,
our ship is, how do you say, 10 kilometers in diameter?
What do you mean, how do you say?
You know, Admiral, I have wanted to tell you that just as your entire world is watching this on your satellite television, so is my world using your satellites.
That's the end of chapter 14. We're on to chapter 15. Hydra the Dragon. We're not going to get through this chapter today as long as fuck also. And I skipped ahead to see that chapter 16's called Star Wars, so I'm guessing he rips off more than one franchise here. Amazing. All right, chapter 15, Hydra the Dragon. That's his fursona. He gets so much tail. Ba-dum-tsh.
This is also, oh yeah. This is also a historical event on my planet. My planet is called Cybon, and it is a...
It's like Cinnabon? What? No?
Cybon. And it is a cross between your Earth...
As opposed to who else's Earth? He doesn't own it.
And your Jupiter mixed and my...
A cross between them mixed.
And my people are called Paulines, and we've wanted to have first contact with you for many years. In fact,
I'm just, like, assuming he came here, like, really drunk. That's just this, like I said, headcanon now. He's totally off his ass.
In fact, there have been... Has.
I'm sorry, I said it properly. My apologies.
In fact, there has been many debates on this issue on my planet for... Many years. We just want to make new friends and do our trade. If I told you that before, I'll say it again. Through trade, we progress and prosper on our world. We have trade on many worlds throughout the...
Does he know he's repeating himself? No. So high.
We have trade on many worlds throughout the universe. We try to offer our technology for goods, too. We have many products and produce we trade. We trade from our world and many others.
He's giving the pitch again. No. Just copy-pasting it.
Just like we like your asparagus on potatoes. I believe you're going to like a lot of our products.
Stop calling them products. Are they vibrators? Just tell us what they are. Like, why are you being shady, dude? Is it drugs? Is it drugs? Tell me if it's drugs. I'm down for it. I'm not a narc. Show me your alien drugs. Will it kill me? I don't care. I'm going to eat whatever the fuck you're giving me anyway. Probably shit in it. I don't know. You'd seem as dumb as the other crew. Who knows what the fuck they would do?
We have many products that are loved on many worlds throughout the stars. There are many new healing food products.
What's a food product?
A lot of advances in health-care also.
This all sounds great to us. We would love to not only be friends with you, but we would love to start trading for some of your goods. Don't you mean products? We will give you some of... Oh, yeah.
We will give you some of our catalogs of our many products.
They have catalogs? For sure this is a pyramid scheme. This is Amway.
He's gonna be like, you need a back scratcher for $15.99? Your grandfather would love this novelty hat.
Like, come on.
To take back to your ship to look over.
Captain Todmoke, I would like to talk to you about communications. You seem to know how our communications work, but we do not know anything about yours. Like, for instance, if we could communicate ship to ship on our video monitoring system, it would be a lot better.
Yes, Admiral. Our computers are compatible for this.
They're running on Windows 98.
But we have to make sure that we don't inadvertently download any type of harmful viruses onto our system.
Oh my god. So drunk.
Something that might work okay for your computer system might not be all right for our computer system, or the other way around. If only we knew our digestive systems worked the same fucking way. That's why we rarely live this long. We can contact you right now by Zoom, video, but you cannot contact us. If you would like, I'll have our systems expert and yours look at your computer system to see if it would hurt our system or your system. You know, just to see if they're compatible. If it checks out, I don't see why we couldn't hook up to our computer's visual communications.
Thanks for showing me their fucking workshopping their Skype session. That's excellent, Captain Tudm. Okay. I have one more question I would like to ask you. Is there any antisocial alien races out there that might be harmful to our world that we need to know about?
That is a very good question, Admiral. Yes, there are some alien worlds that are not very friendly out there.
How about you? You're a colonizer. You said it yourself. You're a friendly colonizer? Mm-hmm.
We are presently having trouble with two other worlds that are connected to each other in the same solar system. All we did was try to...
Oh, all we did. All we did. You know we put them in concentration camps and murdered half the population.
And they rose up. We just tried to teach them democracy. We gave them beads and everything.
And he's like, that sounds about right to me.
All we did was try to set up some friendly trade with them, but they seemed to fear us and turned on us for trespassing and all the murder and rape. They said we were trying to invade them. We weren't. We were just trying to do the same thing as we're doing here now.
With you.
We have had several confrontations with them.
Murder, kill, kill, you can tell.
They are called the Archons, and their friends are the Thracians. They don't have light-speed capability like we do yet, but they're almost there. I feel that we are a little more advanced than them, but they don't think so. Fucking jerks. They do have some pretty advanced weaponry, however.
Of course he's going to be as fucking in-depth as David.
But believe it or not, even primitive weapons can be very effective in space.
Da-da-da-da-da. I imagine you, like, trying to chuck a spear and it doesn't work, but in space, like, it's just traveling at zero Gs and just hits the person unaware. Ah, my eye! Space spear! Da-da-da-da. I'm sorry. You gotta make your own fun in a book like this, Jesus.
They have problems with more than one world. We are not an aggressive world except for the colonization of matter. If we feel there's going to be a problem, we usually try to honor your wishes and leave. But we were attacked more than once by the Archons, and we had to defend ourselves, and they lost a couple of ships that they're a little resentful about, but it was in self-defense. We still do not want trouble from them, so we mainly stay away from their solar system. The Archons are the fourth planet from the star you call Gamma Hydra, from the constellation of Hydra, the dragon. Oh no, I'm going on again, aren't I? You're not listening at all. The Thracians are the...
I can't with it. This is killing me. They're still going on about this. I hate this.
The Thracians are the second planet from the star Gamma Hydra. They have been leaving their solar system a lot more than usual lately. Both of them together do not have half as many ships as we do. We have several cargo ships destroyed that we are currently investigating in a couple of different... Come on, he's bullshit. We have had several cargo ships destroyed that we're currently investigating.
They're looking into it. It's clearly because they're killing people. How are they not understanding? They're colonizers. They're sneaking in this like, dude, I don't know why they hate us. We killed a couple of their people. Like, oh my God, it's so obvious.
And there have been a couple of sightings of Archon ships in the area.
It's like acorn. It's acorn, but the R is after the A instead of after the O. I just want you to know that. It's Archon instead of acorn. It just kind of fucks with me every time I look at it. I keep thinking acorn.
I don't think you have anything to worry about here. Especially now that we are friends. They probably already know about you, but there is a chance they don't.
What? That's not helpful at all. They probably do, but maybe they don't. Thanks?
You'll probably die, but maybe not.
Oh, so helpful, doctor. How many days do I have to live again? Like, what the fuck?
You do have a beautiful world, and it does seem to stand out and is very visible in space.
Really? You don't say. It's visible instead of invisible. Fabulous.
We saw it very clearly.
Oh, I'm so... Thanks? Is that a compliment?
We have eyes that can see.
Like, what are you telling me?
And I know if we seen it... They probably did, too.
Well, said Admiral Benson, not only has this been a historical day, but we have met some great new neighbors, not friends, too. And it has been very educational. Why don't we finish our meal, and we will talk along the way as we take you on the tour of our ship. Then we will go to your ship for your tour. Gee, the thing you told us about? Thanks for telling me again, I forgot. Probably a good thing you reminded each other, seeing as you're both drunk off your asses and or dumb as fuck. And then we will convey what we have learned. Oh my God. Okay. I'm sorry. It's even dumber. Then we'll go to your ship for your tour, and then we will convey what we have learned to our superiors. Thanks. I don't care what you do with that information. We'll exchange information and set up everything from there. How's that sound, Captain?
That sounds good, Admiral.
By the way, what kind of food is this? Oh, wait. Sorry, it's the alien.
By the way, what kind of food is this? Is this crap? It tastes like it. Burn.
That's what we call eggplant parmesan.
Oh, this is very good,
said Captain Tudmoke. Then Admiral Benson said, that's one of my favorite, too, Captain, a derp derp. Everyone finished eating and went on their tour of Lunar Base 1. As they were checking everything out, Captain Tudmoke commented on how impressed he was, especially when the Lunar Base 1 split into three different ships all independent of each other. He probably just heard about it. They didn't actually test it, because why would they? Even David learned a lot more about his ship. Well, yeah, you fucking came on like yesterday. Of course you'd learn more when you act like you've been there for 50 years. Jesus. Then everyone loaded upon the shuttle Wanderer to go to the Pauline's ship. They're having a sleepover. Everyone was very excited about going on the alien spaceship. Oh, guys, they're taking a field trip. Whee! Oh, my God, I swear. It is like Make-A-Wish Foundation took the special needs kids to the moon as their last wish. And I'm sorry to the poor Make-A-Wish kids. It's not your fault. Nobody deserves to be compared to David Braemar. Anyway, we learned a lot about food, so that was good. Asparagus and potatoes, identical. Identical. I thought one was a vegetable and one was a fucking starch. No. Identical. Shh. What do I know? I'm no spaceman. God, okay. As they left the docking bay on the Lunar Base 1, Captain Tudmoke's ship grabbed them with their tracking beam. Its tracking beam? No, their tracking beam. Then they pulled us right, oh, it's us now, into their cargo bay and pulled us, oh, and set us down like we were a baby. A baby is a singular baby, a single giant baby made of multiple people. What a fucking weird baby. The inside of the alien ship looked similar to ours, but the rooms were much higher. Bigger, probably, because of their height. What? The rooms were much higher and bigger, probably because of their height. I'm leaving it on that. I'm leaving it on that. I'm sorry. The rooms were higher because of their height. All right. That sums up this chapter of Moon People. The rooms are bigger and higher because of their height. Hey, guys, I don't know if you know this. I'm just putting it out there. I'm 6 feet tall. I'm tall, probably because of my height. I hope you've enjoyed today's reading of Moon People. I'm a little more insane. Hopefully you are too. Maybe we can get through finishing this fucking chapter. I love you guys for sticking around. Hopefully you'll come back next week for more insanity. And until then, take care of yourselves, please. Dangerous out. Mwah!